The Guide to Your Ride podcast on UpstateSnow.com is presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, and by Mapledale Motors of Barneveld, New York. Visit RideTugHill.com and MapledaleMotors.com. And welcome to another edition of the Guide to Your Ride podcast from UpstateSnow.com. Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Rider, is with us on the podcast. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you? Rich, happy New Year to you and your family. Once again, we're talking on another holiday evening, so it's becoming a little bit of a thing, a tradition.
Yeah, won't be next week. Next Wednesday is just, well, Wednesday.
Yeah.
We generally record these on Wednesday nights, and then by the time they're edited and up on the site, it's Thursday morning, and we've got a lot of information to get out, a little bit more than I was thinking as we were preparing to do this podcast here. So the first thing that I need to ask you is, especially with such low snow conditions and with the fact everyone knows that it's borderline marginal, why are you practically under invasion right now? The amount of traffic that you have up there and people that have come up there has been quite something.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And today, well, as you know, the snow started New Year's Eve afternoon in the area. Unfortunately, the amounts and the totals weren't as much as we thought and we wanted in our West Live and Seaville areas. And it seems now that the storm has kind of ended. We go from 4 to 5 inches of snow in our West Live and Seaville areas. Boonville really didn't get that much. And it seems that it kind of maxes out in the Montague area. That was kind of the epicenter of where the heaviest snow. Getting reports from Valley Snow Travelers and Rory Nortz up there. They're actually out grooming right now as we're speaking. He's telling me there's about 12 to 16 inches in Montague, about a foot worth of new snow in the Tabletz Corners area heading out the railroad bed. So that's kind of, you know, the totals that are out there. And obviously with it being a holiday, people are off work. We see warm weather coming in and kind of a marginal weekend at best. I think people are getting out there. We had reports that the Smith Road parking lot was absolutely full, you know, all the way parked down the road. And we can dive into it later, but actually caused a little bit of an issue this evening. So, yes, the typical areas, the same playground is under invasion and probably will be for part of tomorrow also until it warms up.
Okay, so my assumption would be that if you're at about a foot in Tabletz, and if you're at about 4 to 5 Seaville and West Leiden, I would assume High Market Inn and Barrows probably in the 6 to 8 range.
Yep, I think 6 to 8 in those areas, and then heading back towards the Sportsman, you know, it goes up to kind of 10 to 12 back there is where it's at. So once again, it's the same playground that it's been. It's park at Smith Road, it's park at High Market Inn, it's park at Barrows on your south, you know, south and east points, and kind of ride up towards Montague. The benefit is in the last storms and the way the snow has fallen, Montague is a little light. So there's definitely more snow, and Valley's doing an awesome job getting out there and grooming that. So tonight and tomorrow, until the weather kind of wipes us out again, it is going to be halfway decent.
So you had mentioned during our live weather broadcast earlier this Wednesday that you guys and that TRR were not going to be grooming. Just so people can understand and get a better sense for conditions on the ground and why Valley is and you guys are not, go into the decision-making in that process and why you feel that that is a better strategy going forward.
Sure thing. So I can't speak for what the other clubs are doing. I mean, I probably have an idea. But for Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, all of our groomers are currently parked in the barn in West Leiden. So we're, you know, the 4 to 6 inches of new snow on very, very little base. We have to kind of get through some wooded areas, some swamps, and things like that to get up to High Market and the seasonal roads. We do have the ability to run our four-track machines up the road to kind of bypass some of that stuff. But with the warm weather and potential rain coming in Thursday and Friday, up until about an hour ago, we made the decision as a club to sit, let the folks ride. We're telling people stay away from West Leiden and Seaville as they're closed. And then, you know, stick to your seasonal roads in High Market and Swankett Mills area. Really shouldn't be riding off any trails. Your meadows and cornfields are still going to be rough. So we're keeping West Leiden and Seaville and Swankett Mills closed. But obviously the seasonal roads on the northern part of Swanquin Mills area and all the seasonal roads in High Market, we technically can't close, and they're going to be in decent shape, to be honest with you, for most of the day on Thursday. I can tell you that Valley Snow Travelers has a good amount of seasonal roads from their groomer barn all the way down to Montague Inn, Flat Rock Road, Tokyo Hook and Ladders, all the way back to the Flat Rock, down the Tables, and out the railroad bed. So they are on a majority of seasonal roads, which, as we know and we spoke about, really held whatever base was there better than we thought. So they have a little bit of base, a little bit of ice, and they made the decision, the tactical decision, to get out and kind of groom it, set it up. And then they're also, what they're doing also is checking for down trees. One thing we are hearing is that there's a lot of ice on the trees, and there's a number of down trees. So if you're riding, please be careful. Please do what you can to help out. You know, if you have a saw or can push a log or a tree off the trail, that's great. And worst comes to worst, mark it, caution tape, anything like that, and then let the clubs know that the hazard's there. So we are probably now going to try, knowing kind of what information has come in the last hour or two. So, I mean, you and I are talking at 9:30 on Wednesday night. So since about 8 o'clock, I've learned that Valley's out. I've been talking to Rory and his crew. Stan Krager from Turn Ridge Riders I've been talking to. He said that they've been out, you know, clearing some trees. So I'm going to try to send one or two guys and a groomer to maybe pan a little bit and really just check the High Market area for hazards, down trees and things like that. That might happen tomorrow.
So, Chris, we know that there are a ton of people that have crashed the hill. We know that there's been some snow on what little base was up there, and it's a holiday, and you had ice before the lake effect snow came in, and there's hazards, and there's issues out there. Unfortunately, there have been a few accidents already. If people are going to try and get out there today, on this Thursday, January 2nd, 2020, or trying to get whatever marginal conditions are left before the next wave of rain and warmer temperatures comes in Friday and into Saturday the 4th before we get the snow and finally get the pattern shift, what do people really need to do, and what does the expectation have to be?
People just need to use their head, ride safe within their means, within their vision, and just enjoy the time out there with your friends and your family. It's not the conditions to be cranking along the trail, you know, at your 50, 60, 70. A bulk of the trails right now are ungroomed. You know, there's hidden hazards, rocks, trees, and things like that. You know, you kind of alluded it to, but on New Year's Eve, we had an incident in our High Market area. It was a one vehicle snowmobile accident, resulted in a leg injury, you know, caused police, fire, and EMS to get out there and take care of that rider. And then we just got reports, you know, unofficially of another incident up in the Smith Road, Plummer Road area, of another one snowmobile accident that resulted in some injuries to a snowmobiler. And obviously, police, fire, and EMS, they're out again. I know they had some access issues because of the amount of trucks and trailers that are up Smith Road. But it sounds like, you know, everyone's going to be okay or semi-okay right now. And they've been able to get out of the woods. But just be smart. Enjoy the snow. It's here. Hopefully, you know, the weather's going to turn around. You're going to tell us that the pattern shifts. So I think that by the middle of January, our conditions might be where we expect them. I think a lot of people are thinking that this is a slow start or an abnormal start. But, you know, I will assure you that this is kind of typical. We always are kind of at a crapshoot for the Christmas to New Year's week. It's always kind of hit or miss. The fact that we've had two or three good day sets of riding up until this point is really typical. And the way the winters have been going, a regular grooming schedule, a regular deep freeze to kind of freeze up the woods and the swamps doesn't typically happen until January. So let's hope that pattern shift switches around, the clubs can get things in shape, everything can get opened up, and people can really start to enjoy nice, safe, enjoyable riding, hopefully by that first holiday weekend in January. That's kind of where we're looking and we're hoping.
Excellent. So some of the information that I got from Hamilton County, from some of my contacts there, that Moose River Plains is basically open for riding, a little bit of Perkins Clearing. There is obviously a little bit of riding, Old Forge and Big Moose, Stillwater. Big Moose and Stillwater got a little bit more snow than Old Forge, which kind of follows that whole Montague line of where the snow fell, kind of on the northern half of the hill. So therefore, the northern half of the Herkimer County permit system kind of got hit. But still, there's no access between the Adirondacks and Old Forge Inlet and the hill. There's no access through Brandingham. There's no access through Lowville or through anything. All the lower trails are still burned out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're absolutely correct there. So we're definitely probably, you're going to know a little bit more about the weather, but we're probably still looking at another week to two before all that stuff might be able to get back open.
Very good advice. Chris Rank, president, Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. Thankful that we have a little bit to ride on, but the advice is very clear with what little snow we have and what little areas that we have to ride. Be careful. Keep that speed down. Be ready for hazards. Help out the clubs. Mark out hazards or clear them out if you have the ability. Be in communications with Southern Tug Hill, with Touring Ridge Riders, with Valley, with Osceola, with Barnes Corners, and with the clubs that are open out there in Hamilton, Herkimer, and especially in Lewis counties. Now, I don't think there's anything open or rideable in Oneida County at this point, not even Trackside or Lost Trails, as a lot of the snow missed there. Maybe a little bit in the corners of Oswego and Jefferson County, maybe up in the Worth area, but really it's that small playground. If you're going to go, be safe. Don't count on a lot of miles. Don't count on a lot of speed. Keep it shiny side up. Chris, thank you so much for the report, and we're looking forward to a much better Guide to Your Ride podcast next week. And I can assure you, on my end, on the upstate snow end, and on the weather end, we will have a much better shot at talking about more snow and more places to ride.
Rich, thanks so much. Happy New Year. And just remember, ride right, ride safe, and join your clubs. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Join where you ride. And that's the Guide to Your Ride here on the Trail Talk Podcast at UpstateSnow.com. We want to give special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. You can join their club at RideTugHill.com. And also special thanks to Dave Gleesman at Mapledale Motors for sponsoring this podcast. You can check out his inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs at MapledaleMotors.com. Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders for this Guide to Your Ride podcast. You can find them online at RideTugHill.com. That's RideTugHill.com. They maintain over 60 miles of trails in West Lydon, Constableville, High Market, and Southern Lewis County. Join where you ride, RideTugHill.com. The Guide to Your Ride podcast is presented by Dave Gleesman and Mapledale Motors of Barneveld, New York. If you are in need of a car, truck, SUV, or minivan, Dave Gleesman is the guy to buy from. He's a fellow rider and former owner of UpstateSnow.com. Visit MapledaleMotors.com or call 315-725-6240.